Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Three arrested after Highway 50 stop, one flees before capture. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Three men were taken into custody following a traffic stop on Monday afternoon in Campbell County, with one briefly escaping before being captured a short time later. According to Lieutenant Dan Mall, deputies with the Campbell County Sheriff's Office stopped a speeding 2015 Toyota Corolla on Highway 50 around 1:30 p.m. Troopers with the Highway Patrol assisted with the investigation. During the stop, troopers determined the three men were in the country illegally. Through the federal 287G program, trained troopers have limited authority to coordinate with immigration officials and take individuals into custody under federal supervision. Officials say the 21-year-old driver initially resisted arrest but was detained. A 22-year-old passenger also attempted to flee but was quickly apprehended. A third passenger, a 27-year-old man, ran from the scene before he could be taken into custody. The sheriff's office later asked the public for help locating him via Facebook, saying he was last seen near Force Road, Dowd Ranch, and the Hidden Valley subdivision. About 2 hours later, law enforcement located and detained the man. All three were taken to the Campbell County Detention Center. The driver and both the passengers face interference charges, with the driver also cited for driving without a valid driver's license. Man arrested after alleged break-in, assault in family home. A 37-year-old man was arrested Monday evening after deputies say he broke into his deceased mother's home and assaulted his sister. According to the Campbell County Sheriff's Office, deputies responded to a residence on Peaceful Valley Drive shortly after 7 p.m. after a 30-year-old woman reported her brother had forced his way inside and an argument turned physical. Lieutenant Dan Mall says the man, identified as Wade Odekoven, was not authorized to be in the home and allegedly entered through a window. Investigators say he initially armed himself with both a revolver and a rifle, later hiding the rifle near a camper on the property. During the confrontation, Odekoven is accused of grabbing his sister by the collar of her jacket and pushing her off the porch before locking himself inside. The woman waited for deputies locked inside her vehicle. When deputies arrived, they took Odekoven into custody and noted signs he may have been under the influence of a controlled substance. He faces charges including aggravated burglary, domestic battery, criminal entry, and use of a controlled substance, and also had outstanding warrants related to a prior domestic battery case. The incident remains under investigation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalene.